Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, friends from an alternate future. Welcome to Season 3 of Mystery County Monster Hunters Club. If you've never joined us before, we are an actual play podcast about a group of high school misfits and one adult misfit doing their best to manage monsters and magic in the 51st state of Superior in the year 2006. We use the game Monster of the Week by Michael Sands, mashed together with Masks, Monster Hearts, and other games to fit our needs and hijinks. I'm Tyler Samples, your keeper of monsters and mysteries, and we are so dang excited that you are here and we are starting Season 3. Let's meet our players!
Hey y'all, it's me, Rashawn Nadine Scott, aka Shamanda Felt the Initiate. I'm just, you know, your average wheeling, dealing, and overachieving teenager that's trained in monster hunting, feelings, and multiple partners. I'm an empath, which means I'm really into vibes and astrology right now. Like, you're a flappercorn, I can totally tell by how confused you are. But despite still figuring out who I am, I'll always have your back, like a chiropractor, which is a certification that we're offering at the dojo. Take a flyer.
Hi. Zup. I'm Jeff Murdoch, and I play Adam Miller, the weird scientist. But I wasn't always this weird. No, one fateful night, I was infected by a Mothman, and I became the monstrous Mothman myself. I was learning to come to terms with my Mothman powers and my crush on my friend Shamanda, until one fateful night, I had to sacrifice my powers and my relationship to bring back my aunt and uncle from non-existence. The relationship was just me getting dumped, but I like to bunch it together. Then after that, I became just a regular mundane teenager. No magical powers at all. Couldn't even touch the stuff. But I did what any mundane teenager would do, and I went to a cult-like college and got a chip put in my head. And I started dating a robot. Life is good. But my robot girlfriend got unplugged from the system, and I was single again. But all my knowledge turned me into the weird scientist you see before you today, with a Tamagotchi in his heart and one hand in his pocket. What am I gonna do? Oh, also, the devil's my dad.
Hi, I'm Erin Rain. I play Crashly Grenadine. I'm 14 years old. I was the chosen, which meant I had to make a lot of good choices, a great personal sacrifice to save the world. First, I had to give up all my puberty progress back to my 12-year-old body because of like a selfless choice. And luckily, I still got a boyfriend. Hi, Derek. Then I died, aka sacrificed myself because of more good choices. And I was in a beautiful angel man body. And then Susan resurrected me and I'm back to being 14 and 12, looking 12. And I'm just trying to figure out what that means. Am I mundane now, like my best friend Adam Miller and former best friend CEJ, suck it CEJ? Like, or what am I? Or who am I? Or what? Or who?
Hi, everyone. My name is Claire Linick, and I play Susan Wexler, the expert and the adult leader and kind of the cool older sister of the Mystery County Monster Hunters Club. I've recently taken my hot buns on the run, but with my monster creation, the Bondegrob Dead, I'm ready to settle down, hunt some monsters, and focus on my vocal lessons.
Hey, everybody. It's Alan Linick. I play two characters in the Mystery County verse. The first of which is CEJ. He's the mundane of the gang. He spent a lot of the first two seasons showing up and blowing up, but since then, he's been doing a bit of growing up. He has died in a version of the universe that we fixed. He has quit the group and come back many times. He has had beef with every single person on the team and overcome it. And in fact, now he has a girlfriend whom he shares with some other boy. And I don't know how he feels about that right now. But he is here for the long haul. The second character that I play is Derek Pfeiffer, who is a divine character. He's an angel who's been put on this earth, not by choice, to watch over Crashly Grenadine, who he now dates. And for a little while there, when she died, he kind of lost his marbles. And he disappeared and reappeared by merging with the body of a turkey. And that's been real fun for him. Right now, he is catching up on about 2 weeks of missed school by doing a crash course with some tutors over at the Denver Broncos Memorial High School, funded by Aunt Diane, who he's staying with.
All right, so it's been about a month since we last checked in with the club here in Mystery County. A lot of big things have been happening, but you've had time to settle into it. It's the end of August. It's that kind of hot, sticky time in the upper Midwest when it's both everybody is so excited because it's green and it's warm, but it's also been hot long enough that everybody's a little bit tired. It's sort of the perfect time for tension, but also like celebration. And also feeling a little over it, but a little nervous that it's coming to an end. All of those big feelings that come at the end of the summer. You are going to be starting school soon, but you still have a couple weeks off, which is perfect because, gang, right now, it is the Mystery County Fair.
Wait, for real?
It happens every year. And this year, it's especially exciting for you all and interesting because there's a whole nother town that is participating in the county fair. We discovered at the end of last season that there is a new town across Lake Mystery from Haverford, the town you all grow up in. And this town is called Mystery. It turns out that a group of witches have lived in this town and kept it hidden from the outside world for time immemorable. And due to the actions that you took in season one, I feel like Stan Lee right now, they have decided to follow in your footsteps and use magic to change how they're interacting with the universe. And they have revealed themselves as a town. Nobody else remembers that Mystery wasn't there before. You're the only people that do. There's a couple other people who are aware of it, but generally everybody in town is like, Mystery has always been here. Of course it has. That's why it's called Mystery County. It's the county seat. So it's exciting because you have all of these other people to participate in the county fair. You're all there. It's also, you know, it's a small town. So the county fair is kind of like, there's not much else to do. So it's, even if you don't love the county fair, you're still going to go to the county fair. For each of you, how do you feel about the fair? Do you like it? Do you dislike it? Shamanda, let's just check in with you. You're actually the second most recent resident of Mystery County. So you've only had like 3 or 4 times that you've been to the fair before. How do you feel about it? What do you think of this fair coming from the cultural heights of Tacoma, Washington?
Oh, Shamanda loves a fair, similar to the Puyallup Fair that they have in the Pacific Northwest. It's great. Schools basically pass out free tickets to all the kids so they can go. You get scones. You want to get a baker's dozen because it's so good. And you get the jelly. I love an elephant ear. I love the rides. I saw Coolio at the state fair once. That was so cool. I love roller coasters. I love looking at the little miniatures, the collections that people bring out. The wood carvings of bears. So cool. A big corn. Yes.
Yes. And this fair is all of those things, but a little bit toned down. Like, it's a thing where like everything is exactly like that. Only instead of scones, you're getting pasties. And instead of LL Cool J, it's like Ron Stewart.
Oh.
You know, it's like a little bit. And Ron Stewart is the local beloved cover artist of Rod Stewart.
It's the county versus the state fair.
Oh, I mean, Shamanda goes, wait, so your fair doesn't have a theme song? That there's not commercials that run for it for months, letting people know from far and wide that the fair has come to town?
I made up a song about it when I was 6, but it just goes, da fair, because like I pronounced THs as Ds then. So it was just like, the fair, it's everywhere, which isn't true. Sorry.
Are there at least going to be like the hot tub vendors You know, everyone's like, well, I'm going to buy a hot tub at a fair. That makes sense. I'm definitely going to sell a bunch of these.
No, but there is a guy that will walk around and he usually will invite you to go in his hot tub and you could go and it's in his yard.
Yeah, that's Jim Nast.
Yeah, that's Jim Nast.
Jim Nasty.
Let's check in then with you, Crashly. How do you feel about the fair?
I also love the fair because I love snacks and I love the cute little goats. There's like a couple goats that come. And I also like walking around and looking at all the boys my age, you know, in town from like the different high schools. Because like the ones from the other high schools doesn't like know me and they might want to date me or whatever. But now I'm really excited to walk around now that I have a boyfriend and everyone will see me like holding hands with him. So like that's also pretty cool.
Yeah, which is why it's so frustrating to you that Derek is in summer school at Denver Broncos Memorial High right now.
Oh my God. Shit. I mean, shoot. Sorry, Susan. Shoot. Sorry. Sorry.
Oh, no. Crashly.
I don't even think you can get into the fair with that kind of language.
Doggone it. Sorry.
Oh. Susan, what about you? How do you feel about the fair?
You know, I like the fair and I just wish it liked me back. I brought my $100 in quarters to do the quarter pushing game. Okay. Lost it all in an hour. I tried to put some Kohl's cash in there and now I'm in trouble.
Who are you in trouble with?
The gentleman in charge of this, Ray.
Yeah. The rest of you are noticing like Ray is not like just impassionate. He seems to have like an axe to grind with Susan. For some reason, where he's just like, I told you, you can't do that, Susan. All right. We go through this every time. Okay. You can't use those cold cashes like the regular cash.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is a money pushing game. And these are better than money.
You think you're better than me and better than this game and that you get to do what other people don't. And it's not true.
I'm not better than you, Ray. I'm just better at putting on sunscreen. And I just turn around and run.
Okay. Yeah. The rest of Adam Miller, you watch Susan just run from Ray, the quarter pushing man. How are you liking the fair?
Oh, I love it. Okay. Every year I enter the pie eating competition, or as they call it, the pieathlon. There's three pies. First one is a Michigan cherry pie. Very nice. The second one is a chocolate pie. And the third one is a meat pie or a pasty.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Now, here's the question.
Yeah.
Have you already competed or is that coming up?
Oh, it's at the last day, you know, okay. Because yeah. There's too much puke to do it before.
There's too much puke from the pieathlon?
Yeah. So they're just like, we can't do this on the earlier days.
Do they spray it down? Like clean up the area before you have the next pie?
Oh, yeah. No, it's part of the thing. It's like an obstacle.
Great. And let's check in then with your cousin, CEJ. How do you like the fair?
More like the county unfair. I don't know if you all knew this, but a lot of the games here, the like little carnival games are freaking rigged. I tried for like an hour to throw those little rings on the milk bottles or whatever, and it's like impossible.
You guys all watch, you're talking to this, CJ is saying this as you're following Susan, and you look over and a 7-year-old girl just immediately lands a ring on one of the jugs.
I turn on my heel and I march over there and I'm like, you think you're better than me?
Hey, I'm trained for this. Hey, CEJ, calm down. You cannot fight a little girl.
I'm sorry. You know, the heat gets me all.
Come on, let's go get ponchos. Let's go get bucket hats. Let's get a lemonade. Let's cool down. So you guys have the never ending lemonades, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's lemon juice.
Lemon juice?
Yeah, you had to bring your own water.
Yeah, you mix it.
What kind of fair is this?
Oh, it's a county fair. We have the sweetened lemon juice, and you bring the water.
It doesn't make any sense.
What kind of city fair are you expecting where we bring both the lemon juice and the water?
I'm supposed to get a commemorative cup, and I use it for months, and I show it off at school to say I went to the fair, and at least just give me a corn dog.
At this point, Evan Shepherd, your other boyfriend, gives you like a side hug and is like, hey, babe, it's cool. I brought water enough for all three of us.
Make it four.
Also, no shade, Evan, but she does this every year at the fair. She's always like, oh, I used to live somewhere where the fair was better. No offense, Shamanda.
Who's holding your hand right good now?
Wow. Huh. That wasn't weird. Very nice of either of us, was it?
It wasn't.
So. Evan turns to see EJ and is like, hey, do you want some water too? Or are we all splitting one cup? See, EJ?
It's not a matter of us sharing. It's a matter of, you know, what?
Yeah, no, EJ seems to have forgotten this is an auditory art and is just glaring at all of us.
Fuming.
All right.
Evan, you can see, it's just like you can see that I'm already mad.
But you guys had this conversation before we got to the fair. You knew that he was going to be here.
I know.
And but I'm just told like, you, and you said that, you know, you would communicate how you felt. And I, you know, I started this off badly. Okay, cat's out the bag, everybody. Shamanda like, fucked up. No, emotionally.
It's not even that. It's just like, Evan, like you just saw me scream at a little girl and like now you're it's like can I take a breath?
So don't scream at little girl.
Oh, so now I'm in the wrong.
Gosh, you know what? No, you're totally right.
Yes, you screamed at a little girl.
No. I mean, yeah, that was bad. I should go. I'm going to do make an apology.
Shamanda, CEJ. CEJ's right. I was in the wrong, okay? I thought so much about what Shamanda needs that I forgot that like it's not just one person that I'm taking care of. We're all taking care of each other. And I didn't take care of you, CEJ. And you're having big feelings. And I wasn't there for that. And that is on me. Okay. We don't have a sexual relationship or a romantic relationship. But you and I have an intimate relationship. And I was not living up to that. And I am sorry.
Wow. I miss Derek.
So we can, are we going to do like funnel cakes or like what's up?
Yes. Oh, I would love a funnel cake.
Can I get a hug?
Yes, please. Yeah. Okay. And I give Evan a hug.
And he's like, thanks. But also, I meant it from CEJ.
Aww.
Oh. I give him a hug. I like, but it's like, it's pretty half-assed.
He sucks it down, just completely is into it. And he's like, I feel really safe with you right now, CEJ, and I want to say I appreciate that, and I appreciate you. And I appreciate you, Shamanda, for bringing him into our lives.
Okay, and I appreciate that we need to go get some snacks now.
Yeah.
Great. What snacks are you guys going to get?
Mr. Wexler, I found this flyer that has your face on it with the like a circle and a slash through it.
What? Oh, no.
Like
Ray!
You see Barb Wexler. You look over at Ray, and you see slinked around Ray's shoulder is Barb Wexler, your twin sister, your nemesis, who is back in town. She's living in her two-bedroom condo that used to be yours that you gave up to her, and she is there, and she has her arm around Ray, and she's like, I mean, he's not wrong.
Oh, how's the rat infestation? Because now that you're living in there, there's a big rat in the house. Hold me back, CEJ. Hold me back.
I try to hold Susan back.
I push him to the ground.
roll plus tough, Susan.
I mean, really?
Well, so, you know, CJ? Why does everyone think it's so easy to push CJ around?
You know what? So each of you roll plus tough.
You know what? I will.
Yeah.
We're all standing the entrance of the fair.
Yeah, we haven't gone in yet.
We're never making it in.
No, yeah. Okay, so what did y'all get?
Check in.
I got a 9.
Okay, let me check mine. 7 plus... I don't push him to the ground. I got an 8.
Yeah, Susan, he successfully holds you back.
Wow.
Okay, you're lucky, Barb. You're lucky CEJ was here.
Sure. I mean, I think we already know who won. Scott Free, and she just walks away. She's been like...
Who the heck is Scott Free?
And the whole time, like, since she's been back, Susan, you haven't seen her too much, but it's a small town. But, like, you were like, you know, we won and everything. But she has been just like, I got away with zero consequences. And is you can't tell if she believes that or if she's trying to tell herself that. But she certainly is, as always, just focusing on trying to make you feel shitty.
Just grinding my gears.
Yes. Absolutely. So with all of that, you guys are going to get snacks, yes?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm not. I got to save room.
Oh, that's right. So Adam Miller has been training for the Piathlon.
Right.
I'm just going to drink water all day.
And I guess here's a question I have for you, Adam. The Piathlon is on the last day. Mm-hmm. How many days away is that from now?
Seven.
Oh, my God.
So the Piathlon's next week?
So today's the opening day of the fair?
Yep. I have water and crackers, and that's it for a week.
So, oh, my God.
Is this what you do every year, or is this a new strategy?
Well, this is the new strategy. Last year, I had a different one. This one, I'm going to win.
What place did you get last year?
Last.
Oh, my God.
How many pies did you get through?
I took one bite of the first one. But this is, I didn't throw up.
Wait.
You made it one bite?
Because he was practicing by eating pies.
And yeah, then but what happened?
You have to tell us.
My mom dragged me out because I had made a concoction in the sink, and I clogged it up, and our house was flooding.
A concoction? A turd?
Yeah, I was trying to make a perfume.
Oh.
So now drinking water and crackers is your strategy to not
It has to.
Yeah. So last year, your strategy was to distract yourself with a perfume project.
Yes, I wanted to smell good and like mess with everyone's head.
Yeah, and this year your strategy is to be hungry.
Yes.
I mean, you know, it's science, really. You have a hypothesis and you're testing it.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
It's hard to argue it.
I mean, this one is better, I guess.
Thank you.
I'm just so scared that you're going to pass out in the sun.
Susan, I did give you all some of my cologne or the perfume I made, and you all seem to like it.
Oh.
I've been wearing it.
It does smell pretty good. It's kind of weird.
You know, it's just because the flavor was scratched off of the bottle, and I just wasn't sure what I was getting myself into. So it's full, but what scent?
Yeah, actually, Adam, I want to check in with you on this.
Yeah.
I think this would fall under, so you have the move Dissection Dynamo.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, and we've discovered recently that you have kind of a fascination with the usable portions of monsters.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this might be that. Can you tell us what monster or a cryptid this perfume is distilled from?
Oh, yeah. You better believe it. It is a bit of the Jersey Devil.
Yeah.
I ordered it online.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Do you tell them that or do you keep that to yourself?
I sort of hint at it. I'm like, now I think you'll like this one. It's called Devilish.
Do you smile in like a devilish smile?
I think I do a big old wink too.
I mean, I recognize the scent, right?
Is it from your dad? Did your dad make it?
It's not from my dad. He won't talk to me.
Oh, right. Sorry.
It's all right.
Susan, you do. Let's see here, Susan. Why don't you roll plus sharp? We'll just do your lore library.
That sounds good. Well, it is not my day. It's a six.
Yeah, no, you do not recognize the scent of it. And on a six minus with your lore library move, I will show you something interesting about it right now. You are attracting like an unusual, something is following you around that seems to be catching the scent that is a little surprising to you. What is it that is kind of globbed onto this scent?
I think I haven't seen it, but I can maybe sense that, like a tiny tarantula that seems like maybe it's one of Maria Tarantula's minions.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. Which makes total sense to you on another level. Also, the other thing that we haven't really talked about much recently is you made an agreement with Maria Tarantula, who's a crossroads demon, that she would get 5 minutes alone with Crashly to make a deal for Crashly's soul. That mm-hmm. has not happened yet. You don't know when it's going to happen, but you are aware that her little tarantulas are around, which is a sign that she's keeping an eye on, and you know that they've probably been following Crashly around. Have you talked to Crashly about this at all?
Yes.
Okay. What did you say to Crashly?
You know, I just spelled out what had happened and why I chose her. It was a fun moment. for me, a proud moment. I don't think Crashly, I'll let her speak for herself, how she felt about it.
Well, essentially, I was just like, I just have to say no, right? Like, I don't have to do it. Like,
yeah, you don't have to do it.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, it's fine.
Crashly, so you guys are all walking over to get snacks. And I forget, what did we establish the snacks that you're getting?
Funnel cake.
Funnel cake. Crashly, you go over. How are you feeling about this funnel cake?
It smells a little less good than normal years. And that makes me kind of sad, but I'm still excited because I love funnel cake and I only get to eat it here.
Great. Who here is getting funnel cake?
Oh, I am.
Shamanda is.
Do they have crackers?
No, they just have funnel cake.
They do have special crackers that have like powdered sugar and they're fried in.
Yeah, funnel crackers.
Mm, ooh, that's true.
I'll take some.
Yeah, the thing about it is the funnel crackers are super fatty and calorie dense. So yeah, you get like a little sleeve of funnel crackers that is like the equivalent of like a week's worth of meals.
Perfect. I'm good.
Yeah, so you all get your funnel cakes, you order them. Honestly, the funnel cake is incredible. It's so good. Like even you, Shamanda, are like pretty blown away by how good this funnel cake is. Crashly, it tastes pretty bad.
It's so good. It's just like crunchy on the outside, chewy on the inside. Oh my gosh. And the strawberry jam that they put on top. I never even would have thought to do that.
You know, I bought one of those funnel cake makers for the new house. But I got to tell you, it is not as good as the real thing.
I don't think it's that good.
Yeah. Susan, where are you living at these days?
Oh, I'm living in Mystery. I'm renting a modest one bedroom apartment.
Okay.
Rent's a little higher here. But there is what I would call a bonus space.
Mm.
And that's where I've put my lair.
Okay. Nice. Where is the bonus space in the apartment?
It's off the main bathroom.
So you have to go through the main bathroom to get to access.
But I was like, at first I was like, but then the realtor was like, that's extra security. And I was like, Norma, sold.
Yeah. Great. So yeah, sorry to interrupt. I was just curious.
I don't talk about my house anytime.
And actually, Crashly's going to pretend it also tastes good because she doesn't want to like be weird or left out. So she's like, yum. It's as good as ever for me.
Wait, Crashly, are you like still wanting to like eat unclucked eggs and stuff? Like, should we get you something raw?
Do they have that here?
I mean, there's animals. We could go over to the petting zoo and
pick up
a chicken or something.
Ooh, no, I don't want to eat a chicken. Like, I don't want to look it in its face and eat it, probably. But
or we could, there's a grill master. I'm sure there's a barbecue here. We could just see if they have thrown something on.
Maybe. I think I'm just going to like, we'll see. Thanks for the suggestion. I'll just keep my eyes out and my nose out and my ears out for something that looks good. I'm choking down the funnel cake. But thanks for noticing. You're a good friend, even though you were like really, really mean a couple minutes ago.
You know, I'm growing and learning and changing. And I just like, I know like you're worried that like Derek's not here. But imagine like if you had two boyfriends at the same time, it's like very stressful. I feel like I'm going to lose it at any point. You know, I just want them both to have a good time.
Yeah, I think you're making some really tough choices right now. But that's on you in the nicest way possible.
No, it's exactly what I would say.
No.
CEJ, at this moment, you are sort of like looking around. You know, Evan is still sort of wiping the tears from his face from his little moment. And you see across the way over by the games area. All of a sudden, you know, the where you have the mallet and you hit it and it goes up and hits the bell and it's like a strength.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You see that? There's like a small line there and it goes up in flames. And you just hear people go like, as it just and just starts burning. And you just hear like, come on. And you see they're holding his mallet, getting ready to hit it is the familiar form. You've only maybe seen him once or twice. Actually, I don't know if you've seen him at all. But Crashly, you zero in on Barley Jessup is standing there in front. He has it there. Barley Jessup has kind of thick glasses. He wears socks with sandals. None of his clothes is the right size. He's a kid from Mystery. And you, like, he is the hottest person that you have ever seen.
Oh, my God.
And but he just looks so frustrated, and he just throws the hammer down as walking while everybody's rushing to go get fire extinguishers and spritz at the fire. And everybody is sort of panicking around this fire a little less than normal, because also fires have been happening around Haverford and Mystery all summer. Like, there have been fires, just like trees catching on fire, trash cans catching on fire, like benches catching on fire, just things around. And so there's a belief that there is an arsonist.
Mm.
Somewhere in the county that is just like basically like a no good Nick, you know, just somebody up to pranks and such causing fires. So immediately people start putting out the fire, but they're also looking around to try to figure out who did it.
Ooh, I'm a girl detective. I want to figure this out. I'm saying this all out loud.
Like, yeah.
This will help me find
my... Yeah, but look how a hottie looks walking away from that fire. It's like he's walking in slow motion.
I have to just stress again that Shamanda, this guy is... There is nothing hot about this person at all.
Oh.
He's hot to Crashly.
It's a weird Crashly thing.
I meant temperature.
Yeah,
like
right.
His body must be cinched from the flame.
I assume you're just trying to be supportive to Crashly, but you do not get it at all. Like, this guy, he has nothing going for him at all.
Who are we talking about, that three?
Also, I have a boyfriend. Like, I can't do what you do, Shamanda.
Why
like,
not?
I'm just not equipped for it. Like, I get jealous all the time. And like, I don't know. I don't know.
The thing is, they're all attracted to you. So you're not, it's like... More about like the feeling you get from being around all the people you like.
Does sound kind of good. I don't know. There's just so much to think about. And I'm really hungry, and this funnel cake sucks. Anyway, I got to find my identity again. So I want to find out who this arsonist is. Who's with me?
Evan, go throw your bucket of water on this fire.
Already on it, babe. And he rushes over.
Wow, look at him run.
And he just starts doing like he starts immediately getting a water chain going. And he's like, it'll be easier if we all work together, guys. Come on.
It's so hot.
I join the water chain.
I call and cancel my vocal lesson for the night.
Who is your lesson with?
Mrs. Pertinity.
Pertinity?
Yeah, Mrs. Pertinity.
Okay, great. Great. Is that in Mystery?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, great. She's just like, Susan, we'll never get anywhere if you keep canceling.
I know. I believe me. This is my top priority right now. But fires keep coming up.
I want to. Can I do a what's going on here?
Yeah, sure. Try to
figure out like if I can see anyone looking suspicious around here. Okay, great. Sorry, I'm out of practice. I just mean I want to look around and see if someone's looking suspicious. Should I roll a what's going on here?
Yeah, well, really what you mean is I'm looking around to see if anything is suspicious is going on. And then I'll just tell you, roll plus sharp.
Yeah, I got a 6.
Okay, you'll get the answer, but you won't like how it arrives. Kay. So what is it you want to know?
I want to know who set this fire.
Yeah, I mean, the answer is as you're walking over to investigate Barley, Jessup brushes past you, which immediately electrifies you. Mm. Literally he, you know, brushes past in the crowd. Your arm just lights in electrical nerve ending tension, like you have touched a light bulb.
Yeah.
That is a sexy light bulb. And so as you're like lit up like that, you just hear him being like, it's not what I meant. This sucks. I'm tired of these fires. I'm not even trying to do it. As he's walking away.
I'm going to follow him.
Okay, great.
And I'm going to be like, hey, hi. Hey, remember me from the fighting?
I've asked you to keep your distance.
I know. Sorry.
I'm flattered, but it's not. No, thank you.
I know. Look, I'm not going to like do anything to you. And I'm really
to bite my toes.
I know, but I'm not going to do it again. But I know you're setting fires.
Go ahead and roll. I think. Roll manipulate someone here.
Oh, God.
Because Trashley's trying to get him to open up.
I got a 3.
Oh, my God. Oh, okay. Let me help you, please, with my empath skills.
Yeah. So go ahead and roll to help out then, Shamanda. So on a for help out, then you will roll plus cool.
Oh, God. 3.
Okay. On a miss, you expose yourself to trouble or danger without helping. Shamanda, as you go over to help Crashly in dealing with this, your shirt catches on fire.
Oh, my God. I'm going to stop, drop, and roll.
Shamanda stops, she drops, and she rolls.
Whoa.
Okay, great. Yeah, everybody turns. I mean, I think Evan is immediately like, babe, everybody leave that game alone. There's a life at stake. And moves people over. CEJ, what are you doing?
I'm going to try to put out the fire on Shamanda. I grab the tub of water. You know those like fishing game where like there's a bunch of little frogs or whatever, and you try to dip the thing and get a prize. I'm going to try to drag that little like kiddie pool over and douse it.
Great. Yeah, I think that will be roll plus tough for me on this.
Fine, I will.
Yeah.
And guess what?
What?
I got an 11.
Whoa. You do it. Wow. CEJ, hey. Yeah, you...
It's like when you're when a baby's trapped in a car or whatever that analogy is, where moms get like super strength.
Yeah, exactly. The adrenaline surges through you and you lift, you all watch CEJ lift this kiddie pool full of fish and water and ducks.
Yeah, wow. I overhead lift it. I pick up the whole thing like it's a server tray and I sprint and I do basically like what I'm going to do, a handspring. So I like pitch forward and just dump the whole pool over on top of Shamanda and like do a handstand on top of it for like a hot second.
Yeah, right. Whoa. And the pool is just like over. So Shamanda, you are just sort of in this shell of this thing just covered in water, and there's ducks, not live ducks, but you know, toy ducks all over you. But your shirt is out and everybody watches and you just hear a smattering like, oh, oh. And like people clap, and some people clearly think it's just a performance of some kind. You hear a few people being like, oh, I've heard about things like this where the kids are starting to do now, where they do these sort of live interactive performances.
Sir, there is an active fire.
Oh, you're right. I'm so sorry. And Evan's like, yeah, come on, let's go get the other one. Hey, CEJ, that was rad.
Yeah. Can you check on her? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm really good. It's just I saw how strong you were in that moment, and it was like a waterfall, and now I'm surrounded by ducks. It's like I'm in a cartoon. This
okay,
is great.
Cool. Great. That's great. And Evan, are you okay?
Yeah. I got really worried about Shamanda, and if I can be honest, I kind of locked up a little bit.
Hey, we all bring different things to this. All right.
He's so close. He's so close.
So, Aaron, you do not get any help.
No.
So, with your manipulate someone, while all this is going on, the fire, you know, takes Shamanda as she comes over. Your approach is completely wrong. So, you make a bad impression on them, and the problem gets worse, Crashly. And so, Barley is just like, are you the one doing this to me?
What?
Because, like... things have been normal and are pretty normal, and then you come into my life and everything gets terrible.
I didn't come into your life.
You,
what are you
bit
talking
my
about?
Toe.
I bit your toe once and I said I was sorry and like I won't do it again. I have a boyfriend, so like literally, what are you even talking about?
And here's the problem also, Crashly, is you are convinced on a like a deep emotional level, you know, thing, like not a conscious logical level. This feels like a classic, like almost like when Harry met Sally, sort of like opposites attract thing.
Okay, got it.
So he's like, just leave me alone, okay?
Okay, I'll leave you alone. I mean, I am so attracted to you right now, right? Are you going to grab me? What?
Okay. Stop! I did not ask for that.
No, I know. I thought that we were doing a thing. I thought that was a thing.
Hey, Shamanda steps in because she's concerned that this is, you're harassing this young man. Crashly, you have to stop. No means no. He wants to go.
Sorry. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
No, I'm ending this now. No, I am.
I know. I'm sorry. Okay. Whatever. You're an arsonist, so bye.
That's very accusatory. You have zero evidence, and you've made him upset.
Sorry, but it's true. He's setting the fires.
Would you want to? Okay, do you mind sitting down with us and having, what's the next big snack here? Would you like to have a deep fried Snickers?
Yeah, here's the thing, and probably the other reason why Derek chose a summer school. The other big snack is turkey legs.
Oh. Oh, that does sound really good, though. Yeah. I am going to need one of those.
Yeah, I've got no qualms.
I'm going to leave. I just got to go. Like, I'm going to, like, not the fair, but the area. Okay. Because it seems like maybe Shamanda is going to make some progress. So I'm just going to, like, run over to the hair braiding station.
Great. Adam Miller, I guess I haven't checked in on it in this way. We know that Crashly has been, like, proclaiming, like, you're her best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Is that mutual? Are you, like, do you feel like she's the one that you have the tightest relationship with currently?
Yeah, I think so.
Great.
Although I think I've been spending a lot of lone nights and days working on my weird science.
Genesis?
Yeah, trying to get her back on system.
Yeah. You've hit a wall. Like, you hit it pretty early on.
Yeah, immediately.
Yeah, Genesis is an android creature that was created using science, literally from another dimension, and recreating that has just been very difficult.
It has.
And, like, I imagine with Adam Miller that part of the problem also is, you know, that you're going to have to, like, get inside her, like, go under the surface with her, like, get under the skin and stuff, and I think that that might be kind of, like, just a mental block as well.
It's scary.
Yeah. It feels like weird.
Yeah.
But your friend runs off. What do you do?
I eat another cracker and I run after her.
You feel so full.
Oh my gosh, these are amazing. I'm gonna win for sure this year.
Great. Yeah. So Crashly, where are you running off to?
I'm running off. Well, I was looking for, like, you know, like a hair braiding area like they have at the Ren Fair. Mm-hmm. And they have that here. So I'm not getting my hair braided because I don't have any money. I'm just, like, standing by and I'm going to see if they need a volunteer hair braider. And I'm freaking out.
Yeah, I think a volunteer hair braider, like somebody to braid hair.
Mm-hmm.
Roll plus cool for me.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, I actually got a 9.
Great.
Whoa.
You just, you hear one of them just be like, Jessica, I told you not to come in drunk. We can't have you doing that again. Get out of here. Great. Now we don't have a full complement of hair braiders.
Oh, I can do it. I've been watching YouTubes by Mormons. I'm really good at it.
Prove it.
Okay.
And there's, like, a little wig in front of you.
A model. So yeah. I do, it's not too fancy, but I do, like, in very short time, like 4 minutes to, oh my God, what are they called? Aaron doesn't know what they're called, but they're basically like the French braids where the braids on the outside and it looks really cool.
Oh, I have no clue.
French braids where the braids on the outside?
Instead of being,
goddess braids?
It's like an, sure, yeah. Maybe.
Fishtail?
No, that's a different kind that's also cool. But this is like a reverse French braid, essentially.
Oh.
A reverse French braid.
Yeah, let's call it that.
Okay, like a plait?
No.
Okay. We get it. Okay. Crashly's good at it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's all right. And the operator is like, all right, fine, temporary. And you said volunteer. You said it first.
I did. I'll just get paid in hair. Braiding.
Whoa.
In hair
Crashly,
braiding.
No.
In braiding
no,
hair.
No.
I'll just get paid in braiding.
Okay. You'll get paid in experience.
In hair. Yes.
Okay. So you start braiding hair.
I don't want her to braid my hair.
Why?
Because she's going to take it.
Only the stuff. No, I won't.
Yeah, she said she's going to get paid in hair.
Yeah, I think we're all good, actually.
And hair
on the
braiding, I said. In hair braiding.
I don't want it.
You said just hair.
Yeah.
In hair. But I am very casual.
No, I think and my girlfriend here are out.
Let's go, Roger.
You got it, Shmleglango.
I'll do it.
Shmleglango. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
we're friends
that's
in
right.
Second grade.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? When you hear that, I'll do it. You know who steps up is Aunt Tony, Shamanda's aunt. is there at the fair. And I believe Uncle Tony is your godfather, if I remember correctly. So you know Aunt Tony pretty well.
Yeah.
But yeah, Rajan, if you'll continue to play Aunt Tony for us.
Certainly. Crashly, is that you?
Hi, Aunt Tony. Hi, it's me.
Oh, it's so great to see you. Mwah.
It's great to see you, too. Aww.
And you know, one thing I love more than anything in the world, besides seeing my favorite goddaughter, is getting my hair braided at a public event.
Great.
And this is true. Like, this is a thing. Aunt Tony is known around town for getting her hair braided. Like, it is an entertainment to watch her get her hair braided.
Yeah.
It's just beautiful, beautiful hair. It's just like, it's watching art in progress, watching someone braid her hair.
I'm not an expert. I'm a volunteer, but I would be really honored to braid your hair.
Absolutely, darling. That's why I'm here. And she sits down and she like swings her head around and all of her hair unravels from the very tight braids that was in it.
Amazing.
It just loose like shakes from the root. Just had a fresh wash, ready when you are.
Great. And again, Crashly can do three things, a fishtail, a French braid, and reverse French braid. So I'm going to offer these options to this beautiful head of hair and say like, now, do you want a fishtail, a French braid, or a reverse French braid? Or I can do two of either one of those choices.
I would want two reverse braids and then one fish and one of the other one.
I did say I could do two of either one, so I mean, per head. I'm so sorry. I'm just a beginner. I'm trainee. So
darling,
I can do two per head.
Do whatever your hands tell you to do.
Okay. So
great.
It's just me, Aunt Tony.
So you start braiding the hair. Adam Miller, you came over to, you know, check in on your friend. I need you, Adam, to roll plus sharp for me.
Okay. Also, I think I just got there right now.
Yes, I think so too.
Okay. Well, five.
Okay. So I'm this is a what's going on here that I'm kind of doing on your behalf. Mm-hmm. So on a five, there's a question. You don't know what the question is. You're going to get the answer and you're not going to like how it arrives.
Okay.
You watch Crashly braiding the hair. Crashly keeps moving her hand up to her mouth as it's happening. You don't know what's going on. You don't know why, but you just see her like nervously fidgeting with her mouth.
Is she putting anything in it?
You don't know. You can't quite tell from what you're seeing.
I got to do some weird science to get to the bottom of this.
Okay. How are you going to do weird
science? I reach into my pocket.
Uh-huh.
How close are you to this?
Let's see. About 20 feet.
Love okay. It. You're like 20 feet away.
Yeah.
So observing Crashly.
Yep. I'm observing Crashly. And I pull out. Also, quick question. Am I still embarrassed from last season?
No, unless you decide that you still are.
I don't think I am.
Yeah.
We'll get rid of that.
Yeah. Anybody can, if you, enough time has passed that you all are over your emotions unless you decide you aren't.
Yeah. Nice. I helped out Susan a lot.
Though, Aaron, I am going to say, I think your interaction with Barley Jessup means that you are insecure.
I agree. Yeah. Just not afraid anymore.
Yeah. Anyway, Jeff.
Yes. So I pull out let's see, what do I have in my pocket? I've got some lint, to get some string. I've got some mosquitoes. I've got some, perfect. Here's exactly what I needed. I pull out an old camera.
Okay.
And I crack it open and I take the mosquitoes, the string. There's a little bit of gum in there. I tie it all together using the lens from the camera. And I make a new camera.
I have an important question. Did the old camera work?
Yes.
Okay.
It did work, but like I didn't like. I it worked perfectly. I just make excuses.
Roll plus weird.
Okay. Cool.
Oh, Jeff.
That is 12.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. So you take, Adam Miller, you take the working camera.
Yes.
You take it apart and you build a working camera that will work once and then not work anymore. But it will work perfectly towards what you want it to this one time.
It's the mosquitoes that do it.
And so what are you trying to do? Just take a picture?
Yeah, I want to zoom right at Crashly's mouth when she brings her hand up there. I'm like, what is she doing? What's your secret, Crashly?
And, you know, here's what I'm going to say. One thing just because, you know, Adam Miller's a goof, but he also is a thing. I think this is a camera, like a 35 millimeter camera. Mm-hmm. And you did successfully get it to temporarily have like a digital screen.
Oh, yeah. And also like maybe even like picks up heat radiation. And,
oh, I love it. Yeah. Because of the mosquitoes.
Mm. Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. Aaron, what is your body temperature coming up like on Adam Miller's?
I think because of what's happening right now, it's like a cool 101.
Okay, great.
What?
Yeah. So Crashly looks like she has a bit of a fever.
Oh, no. Okay. I walk up, which is somehow faster than my run.
Okay, yes, as previously established.
Yep.
And that's how Shamanda came into our lives. Isn't she so sweet?
Yeah, she's the best.
Hi. Who are you, boy?
Hi, Adam.
Me?
You know Adam. He dated Shamanda for like a long time, and now he's my best friend.
Yeah, she dumped me, but only because I had to go to college.
Pursuing education is very important, young man.
Yeah. Hey, can I talk to Crashly for a second?
I'm in the middle of getting my hair braided. This awesome. Is most unusual.
Yes. Yeah, I know. It's all the rage in France. Now, you gotta let the hair sit for a second, and then the braids will be finished.
Is that true?
All right, crowd disperse. We'll be back in five.
Aww. She has a point.
I do a really quick thing where I save it. Like, I tie it up again so I can go back to it where it is.
She always stresses me out. I've met her so many times.
Yeah, it's a little shady. Yeah. I think she doesn't like you. No offense.
Hey, none taken. You're my friend.
Yeah. It's just the sound of my voice. It makes people think I don't care.
He also didn't remember him. He's met you like 12 times.
Excuse me. We're on a break.
Crashly, are you feeling all right? You look like you got a... You're a bit feverish.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you look like you got a 101 degree temperature.
Whoa, what? That's weird. Yeah. No, I'm clammy as ever.
Crashly, can I put my hand up to her
you
forehead?
You can. Crashly, if you want to, you can roll Keep Your Secret.
I'm going to do that.
Okay. Roll plus charm.
Okay, I got...
Good luck.
Well, I got a 7.
Okay, so Adam is going to be able to tell that you're hiding something. You will need to give up a different real secret that you have to cover and try to throw him off the track.
Okay. It's probably just from seeing that super hot guy that I will not cheat on Derek with because he does find me very offensive. But I have a crush on that guy. That's probably why you think I feel hot or whatever.
What guy?
His name's Brambly or something. I don't know.
Oh my gosh. Crashly.
He's really cute.
Are you going to do a polyamorous thing like Shamanda?
No, I don't want to. I don't think I can handle it. I'm not mature enough.
Oh my gosh. Does Derek know?
No, because there's nothing to know. Okay. I just like, everyone has crushes sometimes. You just have to like, you can look at the menu, but you can't order a salad.
Crashly, I totally get it. I got a robot girlfriend. You don't have to explain this to me.
No. And we'll cut over back to, so Barley is there. So Shamanda was...
Brambly.
Shamanda and Susan, you two are sort of there. Susan, you heard Crashly say that he's been starting the fires. And you have been experiencing like these fires happening all summer. What are you doing in this moment, Susan?
Yeah, my gut is to open up my third eye, but I'm just checking right now to see if there's a better, you know what? That might be a little too much. Why don't I just do I've read about this sort of thing?
Okay, great. Yeah, so you get to roll plus sharp to act under pressure. I don't know if act under pressure is necessarily what, because that's like trying to do something.
I'm sorry, I misread the move.
Yeah, no, but I totally understand it.
I thought it was just instead of cool, when I act under pressure. What is going on? Yeah. What is going on? So I am going to open my third eye to see if I can get any more information from this.
Great. So you're a thing that I have, I had forgotten about this. You did establish well before Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness that Susan has a literal third eye that opens.
Oh, yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Yes. That is a demon's eye that you grafted into your own forehead. And initially when you showed it off, you didn't want to freak the kids out. So you put your sunglasses over it. Are you doing a similar thing here? What do you, how do you keep this eye from being seen by others?
Oh, yes. Sunglasses. You'd be amazed at how easily that works.
Great. You just, your comically large sunglasses cover your forehead enough that you are able to open up your third eye. Go ahead and roll for what's going on here.
It is a 7.
Okay. So you can ask, with what's going on here, you can ask me a question. I'll give you a cryptic or incomplete answer, tell you how to find out more. And with your third eye open, you will have advantage on your next roll.
Ooh, okay. So I am going to ask, basically, why is this plain looking child setting stuff on fire? Like, is it magical related, basically? What's going on with this kid in the fires?
I will say, so let's see, cryptic or incomplete. You have experienced something like this before, a few times before, but most recently, about a year ago. And again, so this is incomplete. But a lot of these effects are very similar to the lust demon attacks at the camp Onomatopoeia.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you it definitely pings to you as like this is supernatural. The cause of it, you couldn't be, I, you know, who knows, but that is, it is like, this is really similar to that.
Okay. So I'm going to try to like kind of sneakily ease the information out of him, without even knowing what I'm asking. So I'm going to be, hey kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. So which demon took over you? Huh? How'd that happen? You okay?
Great. Roll to manipulate someone.
8.
Okay. He'll answer, but he wants something from you first. And he's like, will you make it stop?
I mean, if I know what it is, I can do my best. I know a thing or two about demons.
Prove it. I don't even know who you are.
Prove it. Okay. All right. I'll prove it. Immortata, immortata, immortata.
And then Immortata just appears next to you. Immortata is the memory demon that is one of your many Exlers. It is wearing its classic Miami Vice white blazer. Other than that, it just looks like somewhere between a shadow and an oil slick, just sort of loosely taking the shape of a humanoid. And it just says, and in its hands is a an ice cream cone that is just dripping down its little hand, and it just says, hey, come on, Susan, what's going on?
You will not believe this. Classic Suze on the loose. Our date's not till next Tuesday.
Yeah, I know that.
I'm sorry.
I'm on a date right now.
Get on back there. Get on back there, okay?
That's really not cool, Suze.
Okay, well, why don't you tell your date that I said, okay?
Well, yeah, well, she'll take that as a compliment, okay? She's a fart demon.
Oh, not Cindy.
Yeah.
Susan, you're being a little immature.
Immortata, she is just so bad for you.
I know, but she makes me feel so alive.
Oh, God. All right. Well, say hi to the Sinster for me.
I will. Also, she wanted me to pass this along to you.
Oh.
And Immortata opens its mouth and nothing comes out. And then Immortata winks and disappears. And then there's just a real bad smell.
Oh, gosh. Oh, see?
So I guess you can believe, you know, we are legit.
Yeah.
Not every day it's a farting asshole.
Barley's face is just completely pale. Barley just looks terrified as to what he just saw. And he's just looking wide-eyed. He looks at you, CEJ, and he's like, is this, am I okay? Am I safe?
No. No, you live, are you serious? You live in a town with like 500 missing persons cases and just constant monster problems. We're the only state that I know of that needs a dedicated monster hunting society. What do you mean, are you safe? There's a, we can't even have a county fair without something catching on fire. Barley, and I mean this, You've never been more in danger in your life than every morning you wake up in this godforsaken place.
Barley, that's just CEJ.
So you might want to just, you know, cooperate with us since we're in the know and you seem scared. And, you know, this one is already stared in the face of death, so he fear no one. That's why he's so cute.
And Barley is just like, I just wanted to be hot to somebody.
Well, you are.
Okay, that's all. I just wanted somebody to think I was hot, but then it was her, and she's so weird about it. And
whoa.
Yes. Yes, she is.
Yeah. Well, someone twisted your words, and you know, and then you interpreted them poorly, and Crashly's a catch.
You could do a lot worse than Crashly Grenadine.
Barley,
Serena Ladd could be your girlfriend.
Not by much, but listen. Barley, I gotta ask. I just do my due diligence as one of the premier monster hunters of Mystery County. Do you remember coming into contact with a severed monkey's paw at any point in recent time, or you know, creating an accidental circle out of salt on a ground and just saying some gibberish over it, or operating a strange Zoltar machine?
No, I just went to Ms. Remedy and I asked for it, and she told me to be careful. And I,
all right, gang, sounds like we've got to kill Ms. Remedy.
No.
What? That's what we do.
No. Okay, you're gonna be okay. I do think you should come with us to Ms. Remedy.
Fine.
Does she have a booth or something here, or like a?
Yeah, she totally does. They're over at the other edge, by the where they're setting up for the Pyathlon. There is just a booth there. It's not really. It's just like an information booth, but it's just like, do you have questions about mystery? We have answers.
Yeah, I fill out the form just to get the T-shirt. It's all, you know, fake information about myself just to get the shirt.
Yeah, what's the name that you put down?
It is Gladly.
No. Just it. Gladly.
Gladly, yes.
Yeah.
Gladly Stewart?
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. Great. Yeah. Gladly Stewart. The problem is there is a Gladly Stewart in Mystery, and then so they will just continually get mail for the next year.
Oh, like Shamanda didn't know that.
Yeah.
Right.
Had no idea.
Denbora is there and sees you all approaching and says, oh, Susan, hello.
Oh, I am so happy to see you.
You haven't come around nearly as much as I would love.
Oh, you know how busy I am. I've been working on something.
Oh, I hear voice lessons.
Yes.
Wow. We're so excited that you decided to live in Mystery for the time being. It's such a pleasure to have someone of your illustrious reputation with us.
Stop. Now, listen, this isn't all good tidings that I'm coming here for. And I know this wasn't your fault because I know how these kids can be. But seems like we have a bit of a whoopsie doodle on our hand with this here. What is your name? I just cannot keep it in my brain. What's your name, kid?
I'm Barley Jessup.
A Barley Jessup here. It sounds like he tried to do a little love spell.
Yes.
And now stuff's just catching on lovely fire.
Yes. Well, he did ask for a spell to make him hot.
He probably meant H-A-U-T-E.
Oh, no. He messed up his wording
a little bit.
Oh, no. Okay.
It's not my place to correct someone when they're asking for something.
No, they got to do it their own. Okay. Wow.
Everything's a learning experience.
I guess we weren't all like wheeling and dealing with fairies growing up. And you know what? It shows.
the children these days, am I right?
Oh my god, it's like you get a Game Boy and you forget how to tie your own shoe.
That's so true, Susan, so true. I can't wait to, do you mind if I share that bon mot with the coven?
Oh, I wish you would.
I
wish you would.
Oh, they're going to love that one.
Please tell them that I'll see them as soon as I can.
We are so delighted. We are excited to have you.
So what can we do for this here child? And I am asking this as a friend, and mostly because it's affecting one of my, one of my pupils, one of my students. Sorry.
Yeah, you pushed a little too hard there, huh?
I had like a little bug in my throat there.
Well, Susan, what I'll say is, and I mean this with no disrespect at all.
You only say that if it's a little... Okay.
I'm not going to do anything to stop it. What was asked for was...
Now, when you said, I mean, no disrespect, I was like, she's not going to do anything.
What was asked for was granted. You know the rules to things. If you want to do something to impact it or change it, by all means, I won't step in your way. But what Barley asked for, Barley got. And I'm bound to support that. And I am not in any way culpable for relieving his choices.
Can I ask a question?
Of course.
Are you or any of the other coven going to get in my way of trying to fix this?
No,
okay,
absolutely
that's
not.
That's what I needed to hear. That's, you know, you're going to be you and the old Suze is going to be the old Suze.
It's just, Susan, he paid for the privilege, you know, the sacrifice. And Susan, you know, like any spell often requires some form of sacrifice or something. And Denbor is like, if I were to interfere, then that sacrifice would have to come from me instead. And I'm just not willing to do that. The boy asked for something and was granted it. He gave something up.
And out of pure nosiness, what did he give you?
You look over to Barley. Barley looks really, really like embarrassed. And Jeff, will you tell me what Barley Jessup gave up?
Yeah, sure. Barley Jessup gave up. He gave up every Saturday for the next year.
Yeah. He disappears. Yeah. He just disappears on Saturdays.
Oh my God. And you really, really think that a working woman can give up her Saturdays?
Wow. He can't even go to the drive-in on Saturday. That's like what we all do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Susan, I'm just saying, if you want to reverse the spell, you're welcome to do that.
No, I agree. You can't give up your Saturdays. You've got so much to do.
But if someone else were to end the spell, then that's not on me and everything is fine.
All right, well...
There are just rules to these things. And this is true, Susan. You know that, like, if a spell is ended by the spellcaster, right, like, obviously those things happen. But if another spellcaster intervenes and does it, that's just, like, that's different math to it. So... You know that you could reverse a spell using different steps than the person who did it.
All right. Well, you know what? It is always a pleasure. And thank you so much for your time. And, you know, I guess take it a little easier on the kids getting into magic for the first time. They didn't have everything we had growing up.
Well, I understand. I'm just a little disappointed that, you know, we've re-entered, and it turns out all of these people have had zero education on magic when it's such an important part of a person's life.
I'm disappointed, too, but do you really feel like he's learning his lesson this way?
Well, I mean, I would hope so.
All right.
And Barley's like, I'm learning a lot.
Well, I didn't think he was going to jump in with that. Okay, well, it is so good to see you. Thank you for your time. And you know what? I completely understand.
This is why I am so excited to have you as a neighbor, Susan. You understand.
A neighbor and a friend.
Beautiful. Yeah, Susan, so you know, you guys have the lay of it. Yeah, Barley, it looks like he requested a spell that had effects he's not expecting. And basically, if you don't end the spell, probably a lot of what happened with the lust demon stuff is going to happen.
He's going to catch on fire. Okay, so we got to...
Well, and not just that. There's a chance, the way when we experienced the lust demon, that was also contagious. It seems like this is not going to be completely contagious or anything, but it might also be, well, I guess Adam hasn't come over, but you have seen Crashly being a little weird off and on. So it seems like possibly this could be related to whatever's going on with Crashly.
Yeah. Okay. So I think it's time to get everyone back to the lair.
Okay.
And I hate to say that because we're having so much fun. You know what?
Are you serious? We're already leaving?
What if we call it the county lair?
I feel like we didn't get to do any of the stuff that I was looking forward to.
Ding, 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 ding. Welcome to the county lair.
Did you know that Adam's favorite band is scheduled to play, like local band is scheduled to play here in like an hour?
Yeah. And I'm giving up Ron Stewart. So I guess we're all giving up our fun times.
Wait, what? We're giving up on Slime Inch Nails? I mean, Slime Inch Nails?
Oh, Is it run by the salamanders? Please tell me they have a cavern there.
Yes, absolutely. The salamanders have formed, the remaining salamanders who live in town, the humanoid salamanders have formed a band called Slime Inch Snail. And it's kind of a big deal because normally Ron Stewart headlines at the Mystery County Fair. But this year he's been downgraded to the opening act for Slime Inch Snail.
Oh, we gotta no stay, please. Any respect.
Crashly no. wanted it to be some slime.
Oh. Better. Okay, and I know two of you know this is true. Better to miss out than to be dead out.
Now, Susan, I'm actually going to say this just because I think this is fun. So the concert, we'll say the concert is at 8. It's like 6 o'clock now. You feel like if you guys hurry, you might have enough time to get the ingredients together, reverse the spell, and get back in time for the Ron Stewart opening.
Oh my okay. gosh.
All right. Come on, everybody. But we got to scuttle our buttles.
Okay.
And I'm sorry to curse, but I'm very upset and worried.
Wait, so is this why Crashly has a fever of 101?
And this is news to you, Susan.
Oh, your no. hands are so hot, young lady. My scalp okay. is burning.
All right, everybody. Sorry. Now to my car. Now.
Wait. Did Adam, we all have to go?
Am I still braiding hair?
Adam, it looks like Adam walked back over to Susan to talk to her. Yeah. So yes, you are still braiding hair.
Okay, cool.
Everything's all right. She has a crush on a boy, that Brambly Bob guy.
My name's Barley.
Okay. Come on, Barley. Let's go.
I'm not laughing.
She's got a crush on you.
Everyone in my car.
Yeah, okay, I'm going, but Brambly, it is a weird name.
It's Barley.
I can't understand.
I can't be asked
I'm
to
sorry,
remember
I'm
that.
I'm only laughing because it's really funny. Sorry.
Listen up, Brambly.
Are you guys taking Crashly with you, or are you leaving Crashly behind?
Oh, we're taking Crashly with us, Miss Hot Stuff.
Okay. So you go over to Crashly. Crashly's braiding.
Yeah.
Yeah, Crashly. Susan comes over. What do you do?
Okay, this is what I do. I am so sorry. I hope this doesn't make you mad, but I almost finished the braid. There's just 3 inches left. I'm going to cut it off quick.
And no!
Yep, snip. Then cut it off. That way your braid looks perfect.
What have you done, Crashly Grenadine?
The crowd is shocked.
Uh-oh.
My word.
Sorry, was that bad?
It was extremely bad. You sorry. Have... I am now enacting the follicle gods will be upon you.
Oh, you no.
Will,
so, yeah, so Aunt Tony puts a little curse on you. Aunt Tony has not previously demonstrated any, like, magic abilities or anything, so this feels more just like opprobrium and, like, social disgrace. But that's not nothing when the braiding queen of Mystery County says that you are a disgrace.
Plus, she's my godfather's wife.
Yeah.
I guess I'll see you for Sunday dinner.
Yeah. Sorry.
And what's even worse, actually, is that I'm going to add one other thing, is Aunt Tony says,
oh, Crashly Grenadine, I'm going to tell your mother.
No!
Now, Crashly, the reason why this is so upsetting is this is the first time you remember your mom's book tour has ended, which means your mom is coming back to Haverford. And something that you know now is, like, your mom is probably already back in town with, you know, your little brother and Jared in tow, Jared being her housekeeper.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to do that. And probably it means you'll have to go live with her. Have you been living with Susan?
I think
no.
so.
Yeah. No, I guess where have you been living this summer? Because Susan didn't have a house and then
actually, right.
left Maybe and I'm, you had been with Susan.
I think I'm probably also staying with Aunt Diane. Okay. And Adam.
Wow.
And Derek.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. And Aunt Diane has definitely just been like, honey, like, you really need to run these things by me before you invite people to stay. Of course she can, but it's a 2-bedroom house. Okay. So this is getting a little out of control, Adam.
I don't mind having a grown up roommate.
Little Diddy. I hate Aunt Diane.
Okay, Susan, if you're just dropping her off and leaving an insulting song like that, I'm just going to ask you to go, okay?
So many kids living in her basement.
Susan, why am I holding this boombox?
Thank you, Shamanda.
My arms are getting tired holding this boombox over my head.
Keep it up.
Hey, Mom, Also, don't go out to the shed. I'm doing some work out there.
Oh, God. all right. So you all are... So with that,
is the lair at Aunt Diane's house?
No, the lair is at Susan's apartment through the master bedroom.
But I'm using her garage for extra dimensional storage, and she doesn't know that.
Yeah, yeah, and Byron, Ranger Byron, along is probably also being like, "Suze, you gotta stop doing this, okay?"
Little I told you, I hate you too.
Come on, okay, we went on one date, Susan.
You wish.
I don't follow. Are you saying I wish we hadn't, or that we have gone on?
Okay, you wish.
Or just get out, now, Susan.
Was it only monsters who were summoned?
I'm not even in your house.
What was that, Jeff?
When the exes were only monster exes summoned, or was Ranger along summoned too?
Oh, yeah.
Actually, I know. Yes. All human exes were also summoned.
Oh, wow.
As well.
I don't think he was. I don't think he even classified as an ex.
I don't think he counts, though. Yeah.
He didn't make it. He didn't. You know what? I didn't even count him. And that's hurtful to him.
Yeah. Ouch. Yeah. Yeah. So, great. So you all head back to, you are all with Barley, Jessup, and Toe. You are all going back to the lair to sort things out. Yes.
Right. Yes.
Correct.
Great. Susan, you get him back. Let's see. You've got about 2 hours before you can finish this spell. So you hit the books, presumably, to try to figure out what the spell is and what the ingredients for it are.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know offhand what any of the ingredients are?
To reverse a spell.
To reverse this spell. Yeah. This.
Well,
this.
One of them is I need like hair of the person. Who did it? And of course I stole that mid-conversation.
Okay. So you have hair from Denbora Remedy.
Oh, 100. As I was singing, I had her right where I wanted her.
Okay. is there any, and then the other ingredient that you have is something that is going to be difficult for you to get that you do not currently have access to. Do you know what that is?
It is...
And, like, obviously, if you're like, no, I can come up with something.
Yeah, I can't think of anything right now.
Let's see here. Mm. I think, let's see, what do I want this to be? The other one is going to have to be something prized, not yet won. And so, that's another thing that you need is something prized, not yet won.
I think that means one of those giant chili peppers wearing a sombrero that you have to get at the throw the fish booth.
Oh, no.
Or, I mean, okay. It could be something else, but.
No, I've that makes good sense.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Everybody, I need to borrow some quarters.
Oh, my gosh.
Susan, yes. So you know you need that. The third thing that you need. For the spell, because spell ingredients always come in three for these things. And the third one usually almost always is something more emotional or personal. And I'm trying to think of how to phrase this. The third thing that you need is for Barley Jessup to have successful self-regard.
Mm.
And what you know that means is Barley needs to successfully pick up somebody.
Oh.
But dang. Not Crashly, I suppose.
No, because that wouldn't really count, because that wouldn't be him successfully picking
up. We just got to teach him some confidence.
Yeah.
God, not and,
you know, bet against each other whether or not he can do this. Make a little side bets.
Yeah. So basically what you need to do. Here's what I'm going to establish. Yeah. Yes. You need to heal all that Barley Jessup, and you need to win a giant chili pepper from the county fair.
Wow.
This is very 2006.
All before we go and see
Ron Stewart.
Slingleback? What is it?
Slime and snails.
Yeah.
Slime and snails.
Wait, so when you say we got to heal all that him.
Have you not seen the film?
No, I have. But can he impress Crashly, or does it have to be someone completely different?
It has to be somebody completely different.
Sorry,
he
Crashly.
He wants to impress.
That's okay. Yeah, that's well. We gotta do the initial interview.
No, this is just animal attraction. I'll get over it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's just animal attraction.
Yeah. I think I'm gonna build Crashly a boyfriend.
Oh my god, that is
but
so
I have a boyfriend,
nice.
But thank you. Oh my god.
That is very cute.
No one respects my relationship with Derek at all. Least of all, really me or Derek.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're the one who...
least of all me.
You forced him into it. You literally were like, you are a pawn.
No, but then I liked him enough.
No.
Enough.
Ouch.
Crashly.
Shemana hasn't even said anything that terrible.
Crashly, what happened to that 3 inches of hair?
Oh my God.
Straight down the gullet.
You ate it?
What is going on? Right in my mouth. Yeah.
Eating hair.
Did I forget something about Crashly being a weirdo about food?
Crashly, I think, is a little bit a low-key zombie.
Yeah, what's going on? She wants meat and hair.
She ordered a raw steak and eggs. Raw steak and eggs.
That's
what did we
right.
miss?
Something's
and
going
just
on.
Ate stuff off of other people's plates, like I guess, and a literal mongrel.
Here's what I'm going to do then for this, just to close this all out. Presumably, this is in the car ride back to Susan's.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
When you're all going, everybody roll plus sharp.
Well, and just, I don't think we're going back to Susan's anymore because we got to get all this shit
okay.
from the fair.
You figured that out before you left the fair.
Yeah, okay, that's what I would Lordy. Say.
Great.
4, 5. I am not with it.
5.
Oh my God.
Come on, Alan.
CJ.
Come on, big roller. Oh no, it's just
it's
a,
also a 5.
I do have an idea. Wow. If it feels fun, I can help out in a specific way.
Okay, Aaron. So currently, based on what the rules are, no one saw you successfully secretly ate this hair without anybody catching it.
Mm hmm. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What were you going to say that you want
to
do?
Well, who's sitting next to me in the car? Or no, who's standing next to me? Anybody?
I'm just going to dice this dice. Hold on.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. Dice is dice, 2. Everybody.
Whoever gets highest is standing next to me.
Okay. Just rolling 1
3.
Dice?
Yeah.
Okay.
Also 3.
Oh my gosh.
6.
God, CJ.
So CJ, okay, so absentmindedly, I just pick up see EJ's hand and start biting his nails.
What?
Wait, what? But the one thing I have to check, are you trying to keep this secret from people or are you trying?
I am really stressed out, so I'm not paying attention to it at the moment. The okay. hair I was trying to keep a secret, but the hair I was trying to keep a secret.
Okay. So, all right. So Crashly successfully secretly eats hair
yes.
in front of everybody and then immediately, like shortly after, grabs CEJ's hand and starts chewing.
Absent-mindedly, mind you. Yeah.
CJ, how do you react to her like
biting
gumming on
nails.
Your...
I'm going to push her hard, like, away.
Stop.
What the heck?
Stop CJ, what? I'm
what
biting
you
my
do?
Nails.
What are you doing? I'm growing those.
Oh, I was...
What?
Ew, sorry. Ew. Oh, my God, sorry.
Wait, Crash. what was your explanation, Crashly?
I thought I was biting my nails. But those obviously smell better, you know, and tasted better. So that's why I was absent-mindedly.
Mine smell better and taste better?
Yeah. No. Yeah. Sorry.
You
no.
taste your own nails when
mine.
You bite them?
I mean, I got to get some adult friends.
That's where we'll end our session for today. Thanks so much for listening, Monster Hunters. If you enjoyed this, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or give us a shout out on social media at Mystery County or just tell a friend. It really helps us grow our audience, especially as we enter into a new season. It's a great time for people to jump in. And we are so excited to share this weird and wild little world of ours with you and anybody you think might enjoy a little bit of mystery in their lives. I do feel a little gross saying that, but that was totally off the cuff. Until next time, watch out for quarter pushing games.
I'm very excited to begin recording our tabletop role-playing adventure together.
Oh, my. Oh,
wow.
Ooh, I don't know, man.
Wow. 3 seasons in and so many surprises to unveil.
Alan got hit on the head and forgot that he's had sex.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Someone hit me on the head.
In the universe of Starwall Odyssey, space is made out of the collective imaginations of all the thinking beings who live on various planets. These worlds are connected to each other through imagination. Common themes and ideas are strings between universes. And to get between them, people fly wooden ships that look like animals, which are powered by emotions. Also, people communicate with each other by contemplating orbs. The only way you can take pictures is getting stared at by a big psychic bug. And people have already declared victory in a war over the very concept of evil. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Starwall Odyssey follows the adventures of the hapless inhabitants of the Lucky Finn tenement building, who suddenly find that their apartment is actually a spaceship, and that they're lost in a sea of boundless imagination. It's an actual play starring me, James D'Amato, Mel D'Amato, Ali Grauer, and Drew Merzieski, as we playtest the No King system, which will hopefully one day be the Skyjack's role-playing system. It toes the line between weird and wonderful slice of life and high-flying space fantasy. You can sample the first 5 episodes by searching for Starwall Odyssey on your favorite podcast app, or get the whole thing by heading to patreon.com/oneshotpodcast and signing up for $5 a month or more.